those who suffer from memory impairment often seem lost to the world around them, and their loved ones have been known to withdraw from meaningful communication with them. The Alzheimer's Poetry Project seeks to restore those connections and improve the quality of life for those dealing with memory loss. The project has been acclaimed by the U.S. Poet Laureate, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the MetLife Foundation, and has served dementia patients in 26 states and abroad. Carter Barrett observed the project in action at a Bloomington facility earlier this fall.
It's a weekday afternoon at Belle Trace Senior Living Center in Bloomington.
All right. I'll say it, you say it, and the Belle Trace Precision Poetry Drill Team will help you to say it. All right, and we're going to do the movements, too. Ready? Here we go.
One man is leading this group in a call-and-response exercise.
A mighty woman.
A mighty woman.
With a torch.
With a torch.
Whose flame.
Whose flame.
Is imprisoned lightning.
They're working with a poem about the Statue of Liberty.
And her name.
Mother of Exile.
Mother of Exile.
Give me your tired.
Give me your tired.
Give me your poor.
Give me your poor.
Give me your huddled masses.
Give me your huddled masses.
Yearning to breathe free.
The man running the show is Gary Glazner.
I'm Gary Glazner, the founder and executive director of the Alzheimer's Poetry Project.
Glazner's research focuses on how poetry can improve the quality of life of those who suffer from dementia. The techniques he uses, such as call and response, orally reciting class poetry, and group activities, have been shown to reduce stress and improve vocabulary in patients with Alzheimer's. His headquarters are in Brooklyn, New York, with the New York Memory Center. Glazner has ambitious goals for the work he does.
And I think that that's one of the reasons why to do this research is not only does it help improve quality of life for people living with memory loss, but it helps us to understand what it is to be fully human.
The homeless.
The homeless.
The tempest tossed.
The tempest tossed.
To me.
To me.
I lift my lamp.
I lift my lamp.
Beside the golden door.
Gary was studying poetry in college when he received a grant to work at an adult daycare center where he had to use poetry in some way. He quickly realized that reciting traditional poetry the elders were familiar with, along with the call and response technique, he was effective in engaging the seniors. His first workshop was in 1997 in Northern California, and in December of 2003, he officially started the Alzheimer's Poetry Project.
Send them to me. I lift my lamp.
I lift my lamp.
I say, lift up your lamp.
I lift up your lamp.
Beside the golden door.
Beside the golden door.
The workshop held in Bloomington on October 25th was meant to serve as a training session for those who work closely or have family members that suffer from dementia.
With people with dementia, you know, it's just so clear that they still have a voice and that they still are a person, even if some of the language skills are gone, even if they're pretty nonverbal. I really believe that person is still there.
In his group work with dementia patients, they'll spend time composing their own poems, stories, or lyrics. Glazner also works one-on-one with patients to record their stories.
It does work.
Julie Hill is the Life Enrichment Director at Belle Trace Senior Living Community.
I mean, I think creativity, song lyrics, poetry, the rhythm of things, they become part of the DNA and the cell memory of people.
She has seen firsthand how Gary's techniques have helped her patients with dementia come out of their shells.
Oh my goodness. We had a woman here, and she always remembered, you know, if I ever could be a tree as lovely as could be, I can't. Just last Christmas, on Christmas Eve, we have a tradition where we read the night before Christmas, and people bring, you know, a favorite poem, and we have a poetry reading in front of our fireplace. And it's just a lovely little gathering. And this woman came, and I said, oh, you know, I gave the first line of the poem, and she had not been engaged in the community at all. She had been to a point where her dementia had developed. And she immediately lifted her head and just started reciting the whole poem.
The effectiveness of Glazner's approach was evaluated in a 2009 study by Lynn Green at Indiana Wesleyan University. Green established poetry facilitated people to freely express feelings and articulate thoughts and memories in a non-judgmental environment. In addition, poetry facilitates a connection among participants, Green determined critical for a population that struggles with feelings of isolation. But the Poetry Project didn't just forge connections among patients. When people begin to lose their memory, Green noted, caregivers and other loved ones often begin to withdraw from meaningful communication with the patient. Poetry allows them to reconnect.
I lift my lamp.
So we're going to hear from some of the ladies who live at Beltrace and are really involved in the creative community there. Up first, it's Bernadette.
The advantages for me are that I get to be with a group of people and with a teacher who is very affirming, and I can express myself whatever way I want to.
And this is Ida.
Because what it does do is open up entire areas where you didn't think you had any talent.
And this is Lori.
What I found, and I think is part of the real joy that I feel about it, is that I'm at a part in my life when I can say, if I can't do it, that's okay. Or I'll try and maybe I'll fail, but who cares?
Call and response is something that professional caregivers can incorporate into their own routines with dementia patients, but it's also easy for family members to give it a try as well.
I think what's something that's really cool about the work you do is it's very accessible, like in the sense of like the things you taught were something anybody could do.
Yeah.
Is that intentional?
So I think it's really close to cooking. And yes, you have these master chefs, but, you know, with a little bit of work and a little bit of help, you know, everybody can cook something. And maybe it's not going to taste as great as the famous restaurant, but it will taste good and it will be nutritious. And I think that's kind of the continuum of doing art with elderly people as well, is that, yeah, there's going to be moments that are just sheer genius. And then other parts that are, you know, this is my salad that I'm having today.
In addition to the work he does with dementia patients, Glazner still composes his own poetry. He read me a poem inspired by the way those with dementia seem to experience the world. It is titled, We Are Forget.
We are the words we have forgotten. We are shifting and pacing. We wrote this poem. It's a pretty poem. Can you bake a cherry pie? Nevermore, nevermore. We have no horizon. We don't recall washing or eating or what you just said. Ask me my name. Ask me if I have children. You are my daughter, light washing over us, moment, moment. We have no horizon. We don't recall washing or eating or what you just said. Put me to bed clean. Brush my hair. Give me a kiss. Our handwriting is beautiful. Twists and loops of letters. We can't remember our hands. Our ears are wishful. We can't remember our ears. We speak every language. We can't remember our mouths. We are the past. We are porous. We are forget.
For Cafe Indiana, I'm Carter Barrett.